This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Parents at Evergreen High School raise concerns about the lack of security on campus less than 24 hours before a student opened fire there last week. CPR's Haley May.
Parent Teacher Student Association President Cindy Majika says the night before the shooting, the principal explained why the school still did not have a full-time student resource officer despite the assigned deputy being on medical leave for nearly a year.
The reasoning that she was given is that the board has deprioritized the Mountain community of funding for SROs because they consider us to be less crime and less probability of incident.
The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office decides which of their 14 SROs go to what schools. CPR News has requested the communication sent to principals of both Evergreen Middle and High Schools explaining the availability of the officers. Haley May, CPR News.
Meanwhile, a Denver family therapist says there are ways to protect kids from seeing violent content online, content which could lead them to harm themselves or others. In the case of the student who shot two classmates at Evergreen High School this week, authorities say he was radicalized online. Craig Nippenberg says one step is delaying the age when kids have online access.
I always promote waiting till at least 16 before you give your kid a smartphone. But it's digital awareness starts young. And just like you teach your little ones about safe people and unsafe people, they need to learn what's safe and what's not safe online.
He says there's no easy way to curb digital access or prevent what happened in Evergreen, but small steps are important. This is CPR News at 6:06.